The first reading is a reading from the book of Galatians. Brothers and sisters, Scripture confined all things under the power of sin, that through faith in Jesus Christ, the promise might be given to those who believe. Before faith came, we were held in custody under law, confined for the faith that was to be revealed. Consequently, the law was our disciplinarian for Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a disciplinarian. For though through faith you are all children of God in Christ Jesus, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free person, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds, glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents, and the judgment he has uttered. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you were nursed." He replied, "Blessed are they who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, when we listen to the gospel, it's almost like it's an insult, right, to Mary. But Jesus isn't saying that at all. He's saying it's not just because she was his physical mother, but it was because she heard God's word and said yes to it. And what that does is it gives us the courage that we should be doing the same thing, to hear God's word and say yes to his will. When we do that, we get to be instruments of salvation to others. Mary is the example of this. Her yes brought salvation to the world. Our yes to God's holy will also brings salvation to the world. So say yes and be blessed are you who hear the word of God and observe it. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.